Welcome to the Gatecast.
We're off to see the wizard.
Presented by Alan and Mike.
Lucy, I'm home.
I was going to do my living room like this.
I am not Lucy.
Well, sir, my recommendation is that anyone attempting to leave the mountain should be shot on sight.
Hello, good evening, and welcome to Season 2, Episode 10, Bane. This is Alan.
And I'm Mike.
And if you're watching in American format, we're on Disc 3. You're also on Disc 3 in British format, but probably a little further down. The blurb, which I swear to God has been written by someone clearly parodying a sort of 50s movie tone announcer. A giant flying insect has bitten Teok and is reconfiguring his DNA. Soon his body will transform into a cocoon and give birth to hundreds of alien insects. Can the SG-1 team capture one of the bugs, extract the venom, and save Teok before it's too late?
And with that, the episode is finished. Good night, everybody.
We still have to watch it, Mike.
Hi, I'm Kevin Batchelder.
I'm Wendy Hembrock.
And I'm Brent Barrett.
And we're the hosts of a new podcast called Tuning Into Sci-Fi TV,
where we discuss sci-fi and genre shows currently on television and some from the past.
We're fans just like you, so join us in our water cooler and back porch discussions of your favorite shows.
And strangely enough, you can find us online at tuningintosci-fi-tv.com.
Be seeing you.
Wait a minute, isn't that what Bester says on Babylon 5?
Maybe. I never watched Babylon 5.
What? So you're a sci-fi geek who missed one of the best shows ever?
Hey, no details, no spoilers. I'm still catching up on DVD myself. Besides, we're not really experts or critics. We kind of think of ourselves more like guides or sci-fi Sherpas.
I don't carry anyone's luggage, though.
Yeah, me either. We're what we like to call the viewer's digest for genre TV.
Yes, we're interested in the conversation shows generate.
And speaking of sci-fi Sherpas, where would you find one of those?
Craigslist?
Oh, see what I have to deal with?
I'll speculate something in a moment, but we'll just talk through the opening scenes and let's just pause for a sec. It's running now. Oh, that's nice. I know it's a matte painting, but it's a nice matte painting.
Looks remarkably Atlantis-like, doesn't it?
It does. Well, obviously, this is years before Atlantis was even conceived.
Witness, if you will, a ghost town.
Very advanced ghost town.
The architecture may indicate an Earth ancestry.
Probably some sort of public building or a museum.
It is. The Plaza of Nations in Vancouver.
Yeah, because I saw similar museums in Australia.
Anybody have any idea what this is?
I hate to say it, sir, but it seems like they might have a bit of a pigeon problem.
Ooh, and Jack's after stepping in something yellow, which you now know is staining the poles.
Well, whatever did this did so pretty recently.
Perhaps they suffered the same fate as the inhabitants of the city.
Conjecture, Captain.
Doesn't Carter look Botoxed or something? Her face looks very
uniform, doesn't it?
Yeah. So your face looks like she's put a latex mask over and covered up all the little imperfections.
That's probably it. It's probably not Carter. It's just...
Teok, it doesn't seem very likely that the Gua'uld are responsible for this, does it? I mean, what with the indigenous people of this planet being gone?
That is correct. A Gua'uld attack would have resulted in much more damage. Any technology would have been destroyed.
You can't tell with the hair. No, I mean, look, everything's shiny. A very advanced civilization. Is that a nod to their hosts in Canada, I wonder? Yes, aren't we advanced? Ooh, there's the bug. Uh-oh.
Ah. What are you going to do?
Why don't they Zac Gun Teok immediately?
Yeah, that'd work, wouldn't it?
That would work wonders. If nothing else, probably fall backwards and squash it.
See, everybody else would be waving their hands. Get off me, get off me, get off me.
Teok really doesn't look happy. I know, he seriously doesn't look happy. Yeah, Jack, are you really that good a shot?
Oh, God! Carter, Novocaine.
Sir! We better get out of here.
No, really?
No. Really?
What good will Novocaine do? The symbiote flush it out.
Oh, dear. Perhaps not the greatest looking CGI, but give him dues for the time and budget.
Oh, stock sideways CGI. I mean, you saw it for the first time a few apps back, and now it's just stuck.
Medical team!
You don't see tilt like this very often.
What is that?
Those are bugs, sir. Big, ugly bugs.
I've always wondered why that little pause before it closes fully.
Ooh.
I'm very surprised they didn't cut credits at that point.
You've said it before, one of the ideal points where they could go to credits for the suspense.
And they don't. I mean, this is a long teaser.
Easy. Looks like some kind of a reaction. Teal'c, shouldn't your larval ghoul be helping?
That is correct. But it is not. It is, in fact, getting worse.
I should sit down for so we can do a proper state of stuff to discuss. I can do a little graph of the lengths of all the teasers. And see how they rate on the episodes.
Well, that took a lot for Tilt to admit that.
What?
That his pain was getting worse.
So, here's the thing. Yeah, she's asking why the girl isn't helping. I'm wondering why the girl isn't helping.
Oh, basically, the Gwald is doing everything it can, and it ain't working. The pain is getting worse.
Hmm.
I mean, the Gwald can clean up the blood, you know, fight infections, but as we find out later, this bug is doing something totally different.
It's rewriting Teal'c's DNA according to the...
Yeah, basically when your base operating systems get corrupted, don't matter what the software can do.
So you're referring to Teal'c's DNA as the kernel?
Yeah.
And the rest of it is sort of... The Gwald is just software? I would have thought of the Gwald as a peripheral.
B. Yeah.
He seems to be suffering from the side effects of a viral infection. Fever, aches, chills.
And his Gwald isn't helping?
No. That's not the worst part.
What is?
The blood sample I took showed a rather disturbing amount of DNA that doesn't match Teal'c's.
What does that mean?
Helen's looking well. Her hair's looking slightly mussed, though.
Oh, perhaps she's...
And looking at General Hammer there, he looks like he needs a head shave. There's stubble. I can see stubble. I wonder why we haven't actually got feedback on my obsession with the character's hair.
I don't know.
We probably should have. It's the Asperger's, as I told you. I get fixated on something. I wonder, is this where they got the idea of the Erythrus bug in Atlantis?
It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Is it?
Oh, Timothy, a friend from way back.
Hi. How many times have I told you to call me Timothy?
Timothy, you got here fast.
Well, the chance to see this light speed wouldn't have been fast enough for me. And it's not a bit disappointing either. For a frontline setup.
We haven't seen the best yet.
Dr. Tim Harlow? Played by Scott Hylands.
Don't recognise him.
He is in V at the moment.
He?
He plays the priest.
Oh, the old priest.
The old priest.
Well, obviously the old priest, hardly the young priest. The young priest in V is played by the guy from the 4400.
That's right.
His name I can never remember. I just know he's the guy from the 4400.
Joel something or other.
Joel Jolson? Let's just call him John Boy. We don't.
Yeah.
Anyway, we're going off topic here.
Yeah.
David Worry Smith.
Written by Robert C. Cooper.
Yes, I saw that. David Worry Smith, one of our regular directors, and has done a few good episodes.
And a few bad ones.
Are you saying that the foreign DNA actually transformed Teal'c's DNA in the blood sample?
Well, DNA doesn't alter DNA. It's probably some sort of retrovirus present.
Okay, bottom line?
I can't believe I'm going to say this. It appears that the alien insect's venom is rewriting Teal'c's genetic material.
So you can understand why that world looked uninhabited. You got this creature that can do this sort of damage.
And indeed, it's interesting. I suppose in a certain way, Teal'c is simply... transferred from being one kind of host to another.
Yeah, really. There must be something about it they really like.
I thought that was quite a profound observation. Would have been more profound if I hadn't commented on it being profound.
30 years of research into human DNA until last year, I didn't even know there were aliens.
Teal'c looks fat. He's got about four chins there.
I felt great. Never sickness such as this.
Perhaps that's another side effect of having a symbiote, you know.
Bloaty?
I do not enjoy it. Nobody does. I am also feeling something else.
Hey. I'd be scared too.
I do not want to become something other than who I am.
Just let the doctors do their job.
O'Neill. Friend.
It goes through calories and like nobody's business. Keeps you nice and fit, and when it's not quite working right.
There is the classic science fiction trope.
When there is no longer any hope, I would rather die.
Come in.
You wanted to see me, sir?
Oh, for crying out loud.
Colonel O'Neill.
Hello, Mayborn.
I thought you would want to see this.
There's Mayborn. Oh, doesn't he look smug? Doesn't it irritatingly, I want to punch him in the face with a shovel.
And he comes bearing paperwork like every lackey.
Oh, yes. He doesn't see himself as a lackey, though.
No. Your mandate is search and retrieval. Mine is research and development. As a source of information, Tilk has been invaluable to your operation. Now he may prove equally invaluable to mine.
General's got so many mission patches that he actually has to hang them on the wall.
Next to his stuffed eagle.
Behind Mayborn, the stuffed eagle behind him. Oh, he's claiming he has a mandate now.
Underlines the status of the NID, even though they actually haven't gone into it in any depth at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
General Hammond, request permission to beat the crap out of this man.
He looks at him as if he's going to do it.
So he actually did consider it.
Yeah.
You son of a bitch.
Sam?
It had to be you. Damn it, Timothy Teal'c is my friend. He's sick.
Yes, he is, and he's going to get the very best help available on this planet.
And Timothy's betrayed them.
What?
He got in touch with the NID.
Oh, dear. That's not good.
No.
Mayburn's people can be unscrupulous. But if Teal'c is to have any chance, it is with me. And I will do the best that I can.
And
they're getting a bit carried away.
General, I have a right to stop this. He is not well enough to be moved.
Fortunately, I have a second opinion.
As in all the chains and shackles and things?
I know.
It is a bit extreme. And how do they know their biohazard suit will prevent this thing?
Well, considering it's being transported by an alien entity, you would have thought there wouldn't any means of transmission.
Hmm.
And if they're that worried, it shouldn't be moved.
I know.
There must be more levels to the SGC that could bring the people from the NID.
As much as I don't trust Mayborn, I have to admit, Timothy is the best, and he gave me his word he was going to help Teal'c.
The NID people don't want to leave the NID. They want Teal'c to come to them.
Yeah, I know that.
Since like episode 3.
What's with the chains?
Mayborn.
Of course.
Oh, poor Teal'c. Bye-bye. Pity they want a sunset he could walk off to.
Tim doesn't realise what an evil bleep Mayborn actually is.
How long you figure he is? That's tough to say. Depends on how strong the larval Gould is. We have drugs that may help.
That won't be necessary.
Well, of course it is. We can. You want him to change.
I don't know. I think he's as bad as Mayborn.
Not in this scene.
He catches on exactly what, and he doesn't seem to be too bothered about it. Oops, snap. They were pretty small chains. That sounds a bit rough. Quiet back there, kids. One more word. There we go.
All I'm saying is that notwithstanding what happened to Teal'c, there may be invaluable technology on that planet.
Carter, there are bugs on that planet. Big, huge, ugly, honking bugs.
That's it, Sam. There's a highly advanced civilization right through the gate, and it's intact.
Yes, but it's got a slight bug problem.
For all you know, though, you know, there's only a few dozen.
Are they coming in biohazard suits now? The van seems to be rather off the road. What a badly hurt Mayborn is.
Yeah, not badly enough.
Ooh.
Okay.
Oh,
Junior.
Nope. Where did Junior go?
Maybe he left him. It.
Maybe it's a him, isn't it? Sure, it could do what the ghoul at the end of episode one did.
What was that?
It entered. Well, obviously, it can't enter Kowalski, but.
Not many travellers on the backward roads.
Yeah.
Driver's unconscious.
Jack? It's alive.
Good job, Jack didn't see that at first.
Still alive. Yeah. I presume they'll get it in a salt water canister so it'll survive. Yes, no?
Well, it'd have to be in some sort of nutrient solution, but...
I want as many personnel and canine units as this base has at my disposal 5 minutes ago.
All of whom report to me. I'm running the search.
This is still my responsibility.
Oh, I'm holding you responsible, Mayborn. Don't you fret. But the troops are SGC. I'm running the show. You got a problem with that? Take it up with Hammond.
Jack's putting his foot down here.
I will.
Jack would do it anyway.
Oh, no, I prefer Jack's response to this.
Striking an officer is a quick way to a court-martial.
I'm not going to hit you, Mayborn. I'm going to shoot you.
Is this about as far as you got?
All right. What the hell happened here?
Well, he just went crazy. He's so strong. I've never seen anything like that.
What about the larval Gould?
I don't know. He must have taken it out himself.
Well, that's a question, isn't it? Did he take it out to kill himself, or did he take it out...
Because it was preventing the transformation?
Yeah. Whatever's happening to him has taken over, totally.
He told me he'd rather die than change into something else.
Well, there has to be quicker, less painful ways to kill yourself, even for a Jaffa.
A lot of talk in this episode.
I mean, I doubt that he will die.
He depends on that ghoul to live.
The alien insect's venom is affecting his physical makeup. With every passing moment, he is ceasing to be a Jaffa. The larva may be the only thing that's holding that transformation back.
So by taking the worm out, he might be expediting this change?
Expediting? Yeah, expediting isn't a word you'd normally expect Jack to say. The one time we saw actually the spark of Jack's interest in intelligence was in the episode with Cassandra.
Well, the metamorphosis could be altering his mind.
It needs a little castle.
But the problem is, you see, it's not a goldfish.
No.
I just wish I knew more about gold physiology.
It does get bored a longer than 5 seconds.
Floating around thinking, what the hell's going on? Where's Tilk gone?
We've got samples of the fluid from inside Tilk's pouch. So for now, we'll just have to do our best to synthesize the environment.
A bit bright in here.
Yeah, why are these people watching me?
It's probably them. Bow down to me, humans. Oh, that's a highly detailed map.
Without contour lines.
And there's no sign of him inside the perimeter.
We don't have jurisdiction if he's already gotten outside now.
Didn't look like there were any roads or anything. That looked like it covered about 1,000 square miles of Colorado Rockies.
Well, surely the Vancouver ones. Mm.
They're picking up a radio in the field and patched it in here.
Tilk.
O'Neill, it is I. Not allow Colonel Mayborn to follow me.
He's not going to. Where are you?
I will not say.
Come on, Tilk. Where are you? We can help you.
I'm in the woods surrounded by trees.
Trees. And not the rapid growing kind.
No, normal trees.
Well, you can tell they're normal trees because they're in soft focus, so that if they cut back and they have to set the scene again in the woods, they don't have to use exactly the same clearing.
Yep.
How do they call a phone with a field radio?
I was thinking that, but I assume it would patch through from the base communications.
I see. He wants to dissect it, doesn't he?
He does. He's not a good guy.
And combined with the natural healing abilities of the symbiote...
Wait a minute. You knew this, and you didn't offer right away when it could have helped?
Mayborn was hoping Teal'c would change, and you were going to let him.
No, I wasn't. Whatever you may think. Samantha, I am offering you my help.
He started off a good guy, then he turned into a bad guy. And he's trying to make amends, but he's still a bad guy.
This is the arc, isn't it? Mm. Good guy to bad guy. And the betrayal from Carter's perspective.
Yeah. She didn't even love this guy. She only liked him, and he got betrayed.
Hmm. We're back to Hammond's office now, are we? No, we're not. Sorry. My brain's a little fried.
No, we are.
How do you know you can trust Harlow this time?
I know. You think Mayborn put him up to this just to get a specimen of the insect.
I wouldn't put it past you.
Right at the moment, sir, we don't have a lot of options.
We got nothing, sir. We must have covered 20 miles in an hour.
Mayborn is flying in his own personnel.
Any action on the red phone?
Still indisposed.
Yeah, they need the natural venom, so they're going to have to go back and go and get some.
If we do find Teal'c soon, we may have a way of saving him.
Okay, that's good news.
But someone has to go back to BP-63Q1 and catch one of those alien insects, preferably alive.
And that would be the bad news. I'll go, sir.
You'll need someone to watch your back.
And I'll go, too.
I'll make sure it's not for nothing. We'll find Teal'c.
Pack your bug spray, kids.
The bat folk.
Conveniently indisposed. You know, it's an extension. It can be brought into him. He conveniently doesn't want to... You see, I don't think the president at this point wants to interfere between the... He doesn't want to take sides.
He just wants to let the children play and sort it out amongst themselves.
Who cares? There's thousands of Jaffa. What if we lose one more? Haven't we killed hundreds of them? What city is that meant to be?
I don't know what the nearest reasonably large city is to Cheyenne Man. Mm. Hey, homie. Oh, white gangsters. I don't know.
Oh, yes. Vanilla Ice. Yeah.
Listen to this guy. I'll remove myself when you tell me how they do tattoos like that in Shulak.
Just think, Vanilla Ice paved the way for the likes of Eminem.
True.
Which is why you should have been shot at birth.
The skin is cut with an Auroch knife. And pure molten gold is poured into the wound.
Ow. Don't that hurt when they do that?
That's a brutal way to get a tattoo. The skin cut in and liquid gold poured into your head to form it. I think I'd settle for being a second in command and just have it tattooed in black ink.
Well, no, the second in command gets silver.
Oh, look. Child actor. Brace yourself.
That guy's cool.
Allie, get out of here. No one wants you around.
We've got back to the stock outside Shining Mountain.
And they're going back.
Stock sideways gate shot. Well, there's only three of them. It's wrong.
Yeah.
Doesn't Daniel
not exactly not exactly equipped for going into a potentially buyer who has a situation, are they?
Doesn't Daniel hold the gun as though it's a sort of specimen jar? He's not lift up and go, oh yeah, it's a gun.
You gonna say, imagine what the damage it could do though if they went full on with Zat guns.
Oh yeah. I wonder, is there a giant Zat gun version? You know, is that a sort of field Zat gun? A kind of Zat cannon.
Yeah, that can render a whole group of people unconscious in one shot.
Well, that most likely would just kill most of them.
Any word on the search?
No. How's the ghoul doing?
Not well.
Damned if I ever thought I'd be praying for one of those things to live.
How long have they been gone?
I'm about ready to send SG-3 after them.
And here we have the MGM studio backlot.
Yeah, I've seen so many movies and TV features.
Oh, this is sort of 21 Jump Street. But oh, that's what I meant to say to you. You can drop audio or something, but they're making a movie of 21 Jump Street.
Well, with Mr. Depp.
Mr. Depp has asked to cameo.
Oh, good God. I suppose every now and again he wants an easy job.
Mm. Yes, we have the generic where... Now, I'm wondering, is that actually an exterior set or is it a soundstage with some very bright lights?
I'd imagine it's a soundstage. Mm-hmm. But then again, we're on location shooting... It's what looked like some street scenes. It didn't look like a batlock. Ooh, nasty.
It doesn't look well.
No Walter again.
Walter didn't do many apps this season.
No, he didn't.
It's SG-1.
Oh. Yeah, that's what.
Hey, you got through.
That's what I thought. That little pause at the end.
Close those doors.
Where is it?
Behind you.
Where is it?
There.
So he better build a vision.
Why is he shooting at it? I thought they wanted a live bug.
Just winged it.
Oh, that's lucky. Literally winged it.
You got it!
This is irrelevant, sorry, but when I had a bee or fly trouble, you know what I used to do?
What?
I'd spray them with polish.
Why not, if it works?
Well, it vastly multiplied their weight, and they couldn't fly anymore.
What are they looking at?
We gotta find him first, sir.
Right at the moment, Mayborn has the manpower advantage and the jurisdiction.
You really should see this, sir.
We haven't found Teok yet. Where are they?
Oh, this is on that planet.
Oh.
Oh, and the mummy.
Chrysalis.
Chrysalis, yeah.
Chrysalis, good.
We thought we heard noises coming from one of the buildings.
It seems the final stage of the metamorphosis requires a dark place.
They thought they heard a noise, so they went in the building. Well, that bloke didn't make any noise, did he?
So presumably there were bugs there.
That's a man.
It looks like the inhabitants of the planet were human, possibly from Earth originally.
Daniel was right.
But their entire civilization was obviously wiped out by this bug, and all those inhabitants were changed.
The person had to be on in a full-on Kevlar suit.
And they couldn't prevent their demise at the hands of a simple insect.
Oh, yeah, real simple. Take a look at this, sir. All those things came from one button?
Of course. Equal matter conversion.
That shows you how stupid it was to go back to that planet just in the normal clothing with just a gas mask on.
Hmm.
At this stage, this is where it diverges from the Star Trek episode, the immunity syndrome.
Right.
Well, because Spock wasn't going to turn into a load of those pancakes.
So Teal'c isn't going to turn into just one of those things?
No, sir. He's going to turn into a whole lot of those things.
Spider Teal'c.
She's seen Terminator too many
you're
times.
You're really not that keen, are you? The noise you made there was one of... Oh, God, it's a cute child that killed me.
Ali, played by Colleen Renison. Renison, I think it's pronounced.
Don't she recurs, does she?
Not this character, but the actress plays Cassandra in another episode.
I thought I recognised her.
It's in a future episode.
Yeah, I've seen the future episode. I've seen all the episodes. I missed some Buffy season 6, but...
Sorry, man. Please don't freak on me.
Leave me.
You're not from around here, are you?
Shouldn't you be in school, young woman?
Young woman?
Well, I don't want to be condescending to her. I want to call her a little girl.
Yes, you do.
And down at the knees, she's like, how are you, little girl? I'm 12. I'm all right.
How are you, little girl? I'm 16.
Yeah, I'm legal. Maybe not in America, but here I am.
Are you my mummy? I'd say a few of our listeners might get that reference. I'm not sure you did, actually.
Not true, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. First new season.
Yeah, seriously spooky.
Are you sure, though? I mean, you look worse than my dad did after he got shot. And he died.
Eunice Lee.
Okay.
Wait.
God.
Is that a chocolate bar in your pocket? Are you pleased to see me?
I must have nourishment.
Oh, man. You want my chocolate bar?
I must eat.
That's a big bar.
That's a big bar, and it looks like about three times the size of the package you just stuck it out of. That's what I made the Doctor Who reference. She's got a TARDIS pocket.
If that was in the swimming pool in Caddyshack, everybody would have been screaming.
I'm not sure I understand the reference. For some reason, I just shuddered.
Well, yes. Imagine a bar of chocolate floating in a swimming pool.
Oh.
A brown, lumpy bar of chocolate.
You really don't need to enhance the mental image there.
I'll stop now.
It's far too late.
Peanuts and caramel. Pretty good, huh?
Can you get more?
Maybe. What's in it for me?
Peanuts and caramel.
No, dumbass. Like, I mean, what do I get?
nothing to offer you.
How about, let's say, owe me one, like in The Godfather. How's that? Okay, back in the flesh.
No one must know.
Don't sweat it.
I cannot prevent it.
I meant okay.
Yes, it's in Asperger's mode.
Can you retract that flap for me, please?
Me?
It's perfectly sedated.
That's how it was, wasn't it? That look was very much what it was.
Daniel's playing Igor to the Mad Timothy Mad Scientist.
Throw the switch.
Mark the creation, all right.
I must actually see if I can get my hands on that, because I meant to go and see it.
There's the juice.
Where's Daniel retracting the flap when Carter's bloody standing there?
She's a bit squeamish about this sort of thing.
I worked out a probability model. Absolute worst case scenario if the mutation in Teal'c runs the full course.
How bad?
Well, the insect can multiply exponentially. So every person who's stung could turn into about 10 bugs. Now, we don't have an exact time on the incubation, but...
But we're easily guessing on the safe side.
We could have swarms in the order of millions in 6 to 8 weeks.
Of course, everything's exponentially.
Sorry, I've just read ahead to the...
Who are the cops looking for?
She's not quite perky. So, if she was getting him chocolate, why is she stuffing her own face? Selfish bitch. Where'd she get the money for the chocolate? Why isn't she in school?
I know. Probably nicked it.
You a Kimball?
What does a Kimball?
What planet are you from? You know, Dr. Richard Kimball, the fugitive. I'm asking if you're wanted by the law. Looks like the cops are asking about you on the street.
Not find me.
What'd you do?
I have done nothing.
Innocent until proven guilty.
The giant colourful bar, which it's not actually possible to make out the...
Oh, that's a good reference. Richard Kimball. At least she's watched some decent television.
Probably not. She's probably seen the movie.
Well, maybe The Fugitive was on reruns.
Possible.
No way. You won't hurt me.
How can you know this?
I got the sense. My old man gave it to me. He was a cop. He could tell who the bad guys were just by smelling it.
What is your purpose here?
Got nothing better to do.
Do you not attend an educational institution?
What planet are you from? Nobody goes to school in the summer. Unless you're stupid.
Oh, Teal'c actually asked her about school. Sorry, I've scanned ahead in the transcript again.
Well, I don't blame you. There's a very talky-talky episode, and even when Teal'c's talking, he's still mumbling.
The mumbly Teal'c.
Yeah.
Look on the bright side, there's only 12 minutes left.
So that's it. Her dad was a cop, so is this not quite teenage rebellion?
Tweenage?
In this day and age, she'd be at home watching Twilight.
Oh, God, no. Well, I'd rather see another 3 episodes where her and they commit any child to Twilight.
Yes, sir, I understand. We will. The president has overruled Mayborn's orders.
So if local authorities find Teal'c, we get him back?
Yes, but Mayborn still has jurisdiction to continue his search.
I mean, it's awfully lucky that walking into this city, he's found the one person that would probably help him. So hopefully the cops find him first. Don't shoot
Jack's
him.
Jack's looking distinctly unshaven and stubbly. How crappy is it? Actually, it does look fairly crappy. The fountain has holes in the walls and stuff.
Yeah, you get the feeling that it's going to be demolished any day soon.
Yeah, so where's she living there? These are the Mayborn guys, I take it.
I hope so. Yeah, there he is.
Yes.
How the hell did they find him?
He's looking rather jowly, isn't he?
Behind the desk too long. Mind you, assuming he ever actually has seen frontline duty. You got the feeling
I got the impression he had because that's why Jack hated him so much. Pretty much.
Well,
did he serve with Jack at some point?
In the intelligence side, yes.
Military intelligence, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Sorry, I quote Robin Williams when I can. But they seem to attract him down remarkably.
It is. It's phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, did they... You don't wear dog tags, does he?
Hmm.
The transformation in the sample. Now, that wouldn't cure a normal human, but Tilt may at least stand a chance with the help of his symbiote's natural healing abilities.
We may not have that for much longer.
So everyone...
Dr.
Everything's
Fraser
on it.
Wandering in with the...
Junior doesn't look healthy either.
What?
It's dying.
What can we do?
How many Timothys have we got? Time twins. We can have one
Ooh.
Each.
Pull what?
There's a fire alarm.
I don't think it'd do much good.
No, probably not.
Ooh, advanced weaponry, sir. Then ID. Take
it's
it.
Water gun.
It's
They're going to have to wrap a lot up in 8 minutes, or maybe 10. Why is he up there?
Yeah, hiding.
Is he making a nest?
No, that's where Ali took him to hide, her little secret room.
I see. Now, she's not got the water gun, has she?
No, she left it on the floor.
Good, because you would not believe the number of times in Northern Ireland children were killed for pointing something vaguely gunly and extremely twitchy soldiers.
I'd imagine so. That's one of the reasons why you don't have the military on the streets.
Mm-hmm.
You see, they've got better masks than the SGC.
Yes.
That's just not right. They're probably better funded than them as well. How much of the 7 billion are they siphoning off?
Oh, dear.
This is all we found.
Hello, young lady. I'm Colonel Mayborn. I work for the United States of America, your government, the good guys.
Yeah, right.
Hello, young lady. And he's pretty much lost her.
Straight away.
Straight away.
Yeah.
Actually, we're looking for someone. He was last seen around this building. We think he could still be here. Maybe you could help us. Now, he's tall.
I ain't seen nobody. And even if I did, I wouldn't tell you.
Why is that?
Because I don't like the way you smell.
You see, bend it over, condescending. I know how you're not supposed to talk to a little girl.
That's a wonderfully priceless expression. Like, hey, bro, the eyes were about...
He wanted it. He wanted it. Anybody looking, Sergeant? No, bang.
Oh, yeah, he'd have backhanded her across the...
Yeah.
Yeah, smack.
Oh, she fell down.
I can't just access them at will. Believe me, I've been trying.
That's too bad you can't zap it with those paddles like they do on ER, that guy that's...
It couldn't be that simple.
Defibbing would kill it.
But we've done our best to synthesize almost every environmental condition the gold larval has inside Teal'c's pouch.
What?
Nutrition, temperature...
Except electrical current.
And there is a very small, constant electrical charge flowing through all of our bodies. The Guo may need that.
Okay, so then all we need is a small enough power source.
What?
Oh, Jack watches ER, does he? One of the many instances Jack comes up with the answer, but not knowingly.
Neil's going to die.
The two intelligent people in the room are miles ahead of him now.
And Neil's going to die. Me one big gun.
Well done, Jack. You've saved the day.
They're gone. Oh, my God. What happened to you?
Oh, thank God. I misread that for a second. So you're covered in white sticky stuff. I thought they'd actually typed icky on the transcript. White icky stuff.
No, that doesn't look good at all.
This is like serious alien stuff going on here.
Now, hard to imagine that anybody could recover from this.
Yeah, he's still all cocoony.
There's still time for the alien to kill her.
My dad used to know a couple of guys we can trust.
No.
But look at you. You don't really want this to happen, do you?
Did it just say O'Neill?
Yeah.
It's getting better.
It was so simple.
Well, I guess my work here is done.
Frazier? Yeah. Colonel?
Hello, is this Colonel Jack O'Neill? It's about time. I only had to talk to about 15 people to get to you. Do you know a big dude named Tilk? Yeah, man, I would hurry if I was you.
How many dimes did she put into that phone, or is she calling collect? There's a little girl that wants to talk to Colonel Jack O'Neill. There's no Colonel Jack O'Neill at this base.
There is no base. We're only a place which exists. This is a furniture store.
Yeah. How did you get this number? Wait, we're right where you are.
No, you can leave if you want. We'll still find you.
Oh, my God. Tilk.
I'll go get help.
Tilk. Yeah, it's me.
Kill me.
No.
The chains cannot be stopped.
I won't lie to you. You don't look so great. But you're gonna make it.
And his organs sort of a liquid soup at this point?
That's it. I mean, what they're really claiming is this DNA restructuring is perfectly fine until the last second, and then your body automatically turns into hundreds of these aliens.
In about like 15 seconds.
Yeah, but up until that point, it can all be reversed. Oh, dear me. That's nasty.
Bad acne.
Is Tilk going to be okay?
I hope so.
Me too. Hey! Tell him he still owes me one.
I think she's living rough. What's that symbol on her helmet?
It's biohazard symbol, which is uncanny, really.
Small child with a biohazard baseball cap.
His pouch had started to close, but we were able to reopen it. The Gould is back where it belongs, and it seems to be doing okay.
Oh, that's fortunate. They've got Junior back in.
Mm-hmm. Junior was quite happy.
Do we have to think Timothy's a good guy now?
Appears the symbiote has stopped the metamorphosis.
We're hoping the Gould has the ability to reverse the damage already done.
It can't be easy knowing the thing you despise most about yourself is what saved your life.
Hey, even I'm happy he's got the snake.
This sounds like good news.
Even O'Neill's happy he's got the snake.
Mayborn has ordered the insect specimen and all related research transferred to the Area 51 facility.
He would, wouldn't he?
I should have shot him.
Oh, yes, this is Harlow being a good guy.
Well, as soon as Tilk is fully recovered, the insect is going to be involved in an unfortunate lab accident. I'm afraid I'll have to take full responsibility.
Okay,
so Rayburn is, he could well have him shot.
He probably could. He'd probably take it as a personal insult.
Well, Mayborn is a personal insult to the universe, so.
Do we get a happy ending?
Yes, we get a twee ending, and we get Tilk with a sense of humour again. So this is very definitely a Tilk with annoying, irritating tween girl episode.
Yeah, she must be just playing hooky or something.
Did you not say that bit?
No, what?
Duh, no one goes to the school in the summer unless you're an idiot, duh.
Oh, right.
Greetings, Allie.
You're okay.
Thanks to you, I am feeling much better.
Oh, man, it was no sweat. You look way better. I guess you can't really tell me what happened, all that top secret James Bond stuff, right?
That is correct. To show my gratitude, I have brought you a new weapon. One with increased range and firepower.
Wicked! This is so cool! Have any time to play?
Actually...
Tilt the weapons dealer.
Yeah, where's mine?
How else would she defend herself?
How else?
first take that was.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, I suppose after Need, nothing seems too bad, but definitely a rather boring episode.
It had about 15 minutes of good, decent stuff. The rest very, very talky.
And not even decent exposition, just blathering.
Well, that's it. Didn't really like the Dr. Timothy character. You know, he was kind of sprung on you. And he just happens to have, you know, top-level clearance to be let into the secret of the SGC, which, you know, there's not many people that know about this place. And then you get the little whippersnapper. And having kids in things, you know, either works or it doesn't.
You don't think it does?
She wasn't bad. You know, and talking about the character, you know, not the act. I'm always talking about the characters.
Oh, yeah.
I'm never going to criticise the
actors. Please don't sue us. We're broke. All material, copyright, and MGM. Well, primarily MGM.
Yeah, it's not a bad episode. It's, like you've said before, it's a well-used story. I mean, the most obvious one is Star Trek, where they go down to a planet and all the people have been killed by these alien insects.
And one out of our bridge crew. I'm sorry, but I'm not going to rant about Star Trek here. You know what I am. how many military exploration vehicles, whatever, send like 3/4 of the bridge crew on a standard away mission? Seriously.
Well, it was the in thing back then, wasn't it? The 60s, you know, everybody wanted to be involved. I mean, they corrected it with TNG, and look what happened.
No, they didn't correct it with TNG. You still got at least 3 of the 5 bridge crew going down on them.
Yeah, but at least one of them wasn't the captain, or at least shouldn't have been the captain.
You don't say that. You send a bloody lieutenant, even a first lieutenant.
Well, that's it. But there's not much opportunity for shore leave or anything like that, or assignment, is there, on the Enterprise or any of the Starfleet vessels? And even in the SGC, not a member of SG-1, you know, you might as well not be bothered working.
Next, on Stargate SG-1.
Quickly, Jalinar! Jalinar, hurry!
Carter's alien memories.
I think I might have found something.
Leads SG-1 in search of a powerful ally.
Tok'ra are known for their ability to map their trails.
Good guys or bad guys?
We are not gold.
We should form an alliance.
But this underground alien resistance...
Why should we trust you?
...is in desperate need of bodies.
Why would any human volunteer to be a host for a ghoul?
And if SG-1 refuses...
Are we prisoners here?
...they won't be going home.
Colonel? I need to do this.
On the next Stargate SG-1.
Next week's episode, which we may or may not split into 2 parts, depending upon recording time and how jaded we're feeling. We have the introduction of something which was hinted at a few episodes back, but this is a full 2-part exploration of the Tok'ra. Both directed by Brad Turner and written by Jonathan Glasner. I suppose something as majorly arky as this, you're not really going to get anything other than the showrunners doing it.
No, this is a serious cornerstone episode,
which will echo through many seasons to come.
Yep. If you want to get in touch with us, then you can visit our homepage at gatecast.facecast.com or our Facebook page. Search for The Gatecast. While gatecast.facecast.com is ready to receive both audio and written email. And believe me, we want to hear from fans of Stargate on any franchise topic. Any comments on our show, both good and bad, are most welcome. We are also listed on iTunes, so any feedback there is appreciated. Thanks to all those people who have already posted on the US iTunes site. Appreciated, one and all.
Come try ya!
On that note, folks, we shall bid you good night, good evening, good morning, or whatever sort of time-space continuum you happen to be occupying.
In other words, take care, everybody.
Bye-bye.
You've been listening to Gatecast, presented by Alan, Mike and Scott. Visit us at gatecast.facecast.com.